Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising 'cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, North State. This is Sovereign Minds. And my name is Linda Kitt, and I'm your host for today. My brother Mark is on the road, so he won't be in the studio with us. But we have good old Rachel over there on the soundboard to help me out.
Good morning, Linda. I'm beginning to think it's me. Everybody wants to leave, but maybe not.
No, I don't think that's it.
I'm kidding.
We are sponsored by North State Consultants, the best tax prep and consultants in the business. Their telephone number is 530-221-0101. Consultations are by appointment only. You are listening to 1416 KCNR Free Fire Radio. Today is June 16th. How time flies, and tomorrow's Father's Day, we all know, so we want to wish happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Absolutely, and we also have like 106 today, Linda. It's going to be pretty hot out there, so remember your sunscreen.
Oh, yeah, stay inside. We didn't have any electricity at our house today, so let's hope they get that back on before it gets much
goodness.
Later.
Oh, my goodness. Yucky. Go live in the lake.
Yeah, there you go. We do have a guest today. His name is Dane Whittington? Okay, so we're going to stumble on our words today. He will be talking about chemtrails. Next week, we have Janine Turner in. If you remember, we had her on about a year ago. She's with Constituting America, and she'll be giving us some updates on that. Please go to our chat room. You can listen live or go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. Okay. What else we got here? I wanted to give an update on the Veterans Home. I'm sure you're all aware of that it did pass on the floor in the Senate. It now goes before both floors, hopefully this next week, and to be approved, and then it goes to the governor. So let's hope that the governor goes ahead and signs that so we can get the Veterans Home up and running here.
So is that just for our county? For those of us who don't know too much about that, can you explain it a little bit?
That is all for the one here in Redding and for the one in Fresno.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so right now I believe here in Redding, 4.6 or 4.8 is in the budget to get it up and operating. So we can get all the staff in there and start getting it set up so we can start bringing in the veterans. They're looking at doing 8 a month.
And what's the launch date looking like?
They're talking about like 6 to 8 months behind time, so... It just all depends. It's still, you know, we're still waiting on that to see, but hopefully, you know, towards the end of the year at the latest.
Oh, good. So they're pushing it through Congress now or the Senate?
Well, it's going to go back to both houses and they're to the floor, and they're going to vote on it, and then it's going to go to the governor and hope that Jerry Brown goes ahead and
signs it
it and everything's good. The word that we're getting about it is everybody down at the Capitol is really supportive on this. So
they ought to be.
Yeah, which they should. And so we shouldn't have any problem, we hope, but we know that sometimes the governor doesn't have his priorities quite where they need to be.
We do.
So.
A little bit, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This is going to serve our homeless vets or aging vets? I'm not real familiar with the project.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
The home is about, well, it depends on what kind of disabilities they have and what kind of care. Of course, to start with, it's going to be ones that are low-level care.
Okay.
You know, because, you know, it takes a while to get the staff on.
Absolutely. And you're looking at doctors. You know, we do have a wonderful, I have to tell you, my dad is a vet and he's been down at the VA hospital a lot in the last couple of months. What a great experience. These people are so wonderful. I mean, really, really wonderful. So
well, that's good.
It's hard to find these folks, I bet. And so they have to take time to get the staff that they need for, you know, the right staff.
Yeah. It's looking like about 250 they need altogether to get the home running out there. You know, and again, it depends on the care that they need.
Right.
So that's where they start, like, with 8 a month, so they can slowly work it in to the program. You can't just put 150 or 120 vets in a hospital or anybody in a hospital like that and then, you know, get the care that they need so they can work up to it and make sure that everything's covered. So that should be a...
Well, that's exciting. That's good news.
Yeah.
You know, it's moving in the right direction, I think.
Yeah, and then you know that they're building another veterans complex across the street. And that's moving well. I saw Maurice this last week.
Oh, Senator Johansson?
Yes. And so that's moving along real well, and there'll be a clinic over there.
Awesome.
And it's supposed to be 2 or 3 times bigger than the clinic that's downtown. So
good.
Yeah, you know, the lease is coming up on the clinic downtown.
I didn't know
2014,
that. I do
I
know
believe
that
it is.
We have to go to Sacramento for a lot of the services because we don't have the doctors here. You know, Dad's got a couple things going on, so we've been back and forth. And it's they're really great. Of course, they reimburse you for travel and everything. But it's kind of hard on some of our older vets. You know, my dad's fine, but some of our older guys, it's a heck of a travel, you know.
Oh, yeah. Some of them,
hours.
Yeah, it's real hard for them to make that trip. And some of them, you know, don't have a good way to get down there, you know.
There's a shuttle, but it's once a day.
Yeah.
And it's really kind of... It's great that they do it, but I think it leaves at like 7 and comes back at 5 or something. So that's kind of a long day for somebody who's not feeling so good.
Yeah, that's very true. So that's pretty much the updates I have with veterans. So stay tuned and hopefully everything will be going well with the home. Also, I want to remind everybody that the Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneview at the Destiny Fellowship. So if you go to 24 Hour Patriots on the internet, you can look up and see what we got going on there. Also, on Sunday mornings, we have a radio show, We the People, and that's from 8 to 10. Remember, the Reading Tea Party is about limited government, fiscal responsibility, adherence to the Constitution. What else we got going this morning? I do have a quote this morning. One day your life will flash before your eyes. Make sure it's worth watching. And that's an unknown person that wrote that one, and that's real good. How much time we got there, Rachel?
We're looking at just about another minute or so. It's really hot outside. That's all I've got is the weather.
All you got's the weather.
That's all I got.
Well, I do have a couple headlines here. To start with, I have an article. Let me give you where it's from. Well, I believe it's dated June 13th anyway. It's Lawyers for Ron Paul Files Civil Rights Lawsuit. And so this just came to light again. This was June 13th. And Lawyers for Ron Paul is attempting to gain some semblance of order in the 2012 GOP election cycle by filing a civil rights lawsuit against various state GOP parties and the Republican National Committee for Voting Rights Violation and election fraud committed during the 2012 Republican presidential primary election phase. So this is a pretty huge thing. I believe there's 120 lawyers or 120 people that are involved in this to take it before that there's a lot of fraud going on. Imagine that. I mean, we just didn't go through something like that here in Shasta County about now getting the ballots out to the military now. So, yeah, I believe, do we have a caller on the line?
We do, and it is Dane. He's going to be our guest. Do you want to take him after the break? We'll take a quick break.
Yeah, let's take a quick break, and then we will be back with our guest. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco & Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian roast. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco & Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco & Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco & Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco & Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Come on, Grandpa. I'm going to school you.
I'd hate to miss a moment of playing hoops with my grandson.
I'm on fire.
So I'm using my Medicare preventive benefits from the health care law.
Nothing but net.
There are no co-pays or deductibles for annual wellness visits and some cancer screenings.
2 out of 3, Grandpa.
You are on.
Don't miss a moment. Use your preventive benefits. Learn more at healthcare.gov.
Heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is older, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country road, take me home.
And we're back. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media. Before we get to our caller, I just wanted to finish up this article about the problem that we are having that I started with the lawyers for Ron Paul that filed the civil rights thing. And further on in this article, they're stating their obvious need for legal and physical protection against the establishment and its minions on Sunday's public press release. Tools for Justice at electionfraudremedy.com joined LRP in filing suit due to the existence of overwhelming evidence that the voting rights of Ron Paul Republican delegates and other voters have been violated by nearly every state GOP party and the RNC during the 2012 primary election phase, with utter and blatant disregard for any rule of law. So there you go. So stay tuned, folks. I think this is going to get bigger and larger. Like I said, you see it on the local level. Just imagine what it can be on the national level when it comes to things like this. And that's part of what we're about here, of getting the truth out and bringing these people and holding them to the fire. You know, so with that, let's go to our guest that's on the line. Dane, are you there?
Yes.
How are you doing this morning, Dane?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Kind of going solo here, my first time, so hang in there with me, okay?
No worries.
Dane, for the people that are probably haven't heard about it or not familiar with it, to start with, why don't you give us a little bit of background about yourself and how you got involved in this chemtrails that we see in the sky?
I got onto the subject of geoengineering, which is, you know, the scientific term for what many call chemtrails. I have a background in the solar industry. I work for Bechtel Power Corporation. I know that's a four-letter word now. But I have a home that is one of the largest renewable energy homes in Northern California. As I began to lose 50, 60, 70% of my solar uptake on given days from whatever the aircraft were emitting, I began to study this issue and immediately found a mountain of data on the subject of geoengineering. Specifically, it's called stratospheric aerosol geoengineering or solar radiation management. And for those that are unfamiliar with the subject, again, when someone looks up the subject of chemtrails, you might find a site that has a lot of other subjects that are certainly unsubstantiatable, if you will. But geoengineering is hard science. There is a mountain of data. In fact, the John Holdren of the Obama administration avidly supports geoengineering programs. There's a mountain of information on the Internet about that. People don't really know about this subject, but if they looked up and they did a little research, I think they would foam at the mouth that, you know, not that the Obama administration started these programs, but certainly they are supporting them now on a much higher scale. And, again, there's a mountain of data to back up the existence of what's happening in our skies and the mountain of metal that's falling on us. And whatever people want to dispute about, you know, whether or not they think these programs could be real, there are some things I can say with absolute certainty. There's a mountain of metal falling on us, aluminum, barium, strontium, all very toxic. According to California Air Quality Resource Board, these metals are not migrating from China. They've done studies on those aerosols. They're of recent origin, and these metals match exactly numerous geoengineering patents that describe exactly what we see in the sky, the blocking of the sun, for what they state as a purpose of reducing global warming. Whether that's the case or not, is anybody's opinion, but certainly these programs appear to be going on.
Okay. And did this start back like in 1999 or 2000 or something that other people started coming aware of this?
The programs, based on the best available data, appear to have been going on for decades, but there has been several ramp-up periods. 99 appeared to be one, 2006 appeared to be another, and then when the Obama administration took over, it appeared there was a very big ramp-up of these programs. And again, people can find this data online. If you look up John Holdren, supports geoengineering, and you can find that Obama's science advisor openly supports these programs. They don't state that they're actually doing it. I'm sure they're not going to openly state, yeah, we're spraying toxic nanoparticles into the sky for everybody to breathe, but he openly supports these programs. And again, these dots connect perfectly, and this metal is coming from somewhere, and certainly the metal is there. In Shasta County alone, there's been about 60 lab tests at the state-certified lab, and the rainfall, for example, has the amount of aluminum in the rainfall, and this is hard to get your arms around, has gone from a baseline taken in 2005, I believe, 2006, of 7 parts per billion of aluminum in a single rain event, which is already very high, have escalated as much as 50,000% to 3,450 wow. parts per billion. So we're talking about literally toxic rain. Snow samples taken off the side of Mount Shasta were 60,000 parts per billion. And it's, I mean, that's highly toxic because it begins to accumulate in the snow. So, I mean, whatever a person wants to consider the source, this metal is there, and it wasn't there before. And again, people talk about aluminum. They'll say, well, aluminum's a common element in the Earth's crust, which it is. But it does not exist in free form in the environment naturally, period. Should not be blowing around, period. And, you know, there's a mountain of data, not just here from Northern California. This appears to be happening in all the NATO countries, minimum. But if people look up the subject of geoengineering, they'll find hard science and not rhetoric.
Well, that was one thing I was going to say. Is it just here in the North State or, you know, and you kind of covered that, I mean, is it all over the United States, too? From my understanding, they are in several locations within the United States that this is happening.
This, again, appears to be the entire Northern Hemisphere, all the NATO countries at minimum. And there are some very, very big red flags that would also indicate these programs are ongoing. If the sun feels hot on people's faces of late, it is. There's a massive Northern Hemisphere ozone hole now that the powers that be are very actively trying to suppress data on. In fact, if people want to look on the Internet, Canadian government muzzles scientists about ozone hole. This is not the southern hemisphere hole that we've heard about for decades. This is new, and this is it's quite serious. And there, the science regarding the effect of geoengineering aerosols, the effect of the spraying in the skies, and its destruction of the ozone layer is very clear. And this is, again, documented with mountains of scientific data. So we have that dot that connects. There is a massive ozone hole now. We have global drought occurring on an ever larger scale, and that science is also very clear. Saturating the atmosphere with particulates diminishes rainfall, period. I personally spoke in front of the California Energy Commission on this issue, and they recognized at that time that they were losing 20% or more of their rainfall from aerosols of, quote, unknown origin. And this is the state of California that knows, should know, where everything is coming from. They study everything. And I have personally been in a high-level EPA meeting regarding air testing with five top officials. The meeting was arranged by a congressional rep, and I was told to my face that they are mandated to test for combustion particulates only, and the rest of the sample goes out the window. So it's hard to find what you're not looking for. And again, it's right. You know, we've done our homework on this area and on the subject, and it's a subject that's so dire, because if you can't walk out the door and breathe without sucking in heavy metals, we have a problem.
Definitely. Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like they're doing the same thing as many of the other government agency is. If the data doesn't meet the requirements or what they want to see or hear, they just skip over it or throw it out.
So true. So true. Thank you for bringing that up. And at this point, I think, thankfully, people are finally coming together with that conclusion that the one thing we can be sure of is the government's lie. And on this subject of geoengineering, the impacts are so total and so horrific that I've seen people from very different political aspects joining hands in this common battle. But whatever our political stripe, if we can't maintain our health, we're not going to be standing for much for very long. And to give further credibility to this issue, I wanted to read a short quote from Dr. Russell Blaylock, who is an internationally recognized neuroscientist, on the effect of these particles that we are all breathing, because they are extremely tiny particles, which are the most destructive to life forms in the human organism. And this is what I'm reading to you right now is a direct quote from an internationally recognized neuroscientist. My major concern is that there is evidence that they are spraying tons of nano-sized aluminum compounds. It has been demonstrated in the scientific and medical literature that nano-sized particles are infinitely more reactive and induce intense inflammation in a number of tissues. A special concern is the effect that these particles on the brain and spinal cord is a growing list of neurodegenerative diseases, including Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, asthma, etc., are strongly related to exposure to environmental aluminum. And the quote goes on to further, you know, drive the point home at how incredibly lethal these particles are. And so for people who doubt the legitimacy of this issue, I would say, you know, definitely look up day in, day out. I mean, when you see skies that are full of cobweb-looking haze, white haze, when the horizon on many days, if not most now, is looks like there's a forest fire burning in the distance with a dirty-looking sky full of haze again, you know, these are the leftover from what the aircraft are emitting, and again, what we can say absolutely positively is what we see in the sky matches exactly the stated goals of numerous geoengineering patents. There's about 160. The materials on the ground are exactly the materials named in those patents, and you have, you know, an administration that openly supports these programs, but obviously isn't admitting to them.
Right. Well, with that, hold your thought, and we'll talk some more about these metals and how they get in our system and the damage that they do. We're going to go to a break. So this is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
tell me about the good old days. Sometimes it feels like this world's gone crazy. Grandpa, take me back to yesterday, when the line between right and wrong didn't seem so hazy. Did lovers really fall in love?
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This week, commercial fisherman Chris McCafferty returns with an update on his recent travels across America defending fishing for freedom, as well as recent legislative victories and the dangerous UN treaty up before Congress that threatens our nation's ocean sovereignty. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
We all know music is what gets you on the dance floor, but it's the entertainment that keeps you there. When it's time for your next party or major event, call Music by Robert, your entertainment professional. Over 25 years of quality and experience. Music by Robert. Weddings, 347-4500. Graduations, birthday parties, 347-4500. Retirement parties, anniversary parties, 347-4500. Get it. Call 347-4500 when planning your next party or special event. Music by Robert.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Dave Paris, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
And we're back. This is KCNR 1460, and we're back with our guest, Dane Whittington. I got it that time, I think. Stumbled a little bit before. Dane, I wanted to ask you, and I know some of the people I've been talking with about the chemtrails and stuff, one of the questions they're asking is, you know, are they increasing it, or is it just that the atmosphere and the ground and the snow is getting more saturated, or why does it seem like we see more of the grids in the sky and they don't go away more and more? They just linger up there compared. Is it just we're noticing them more, or what?
No, they do appear to be ramping up the programs constantly. And there's an issue called global dimming. Most have not heard of that term. If you look it up on the Internet, you'll find a mountain of science to shed light on that. But the latest scientific data on global dimming indicates that fully 20% of the sun's rays that reached the surface of the Earth several decades ago now no longer do. And this is due to the fact that the atmosphere is saturated completely with reflective particulates. Again, this is the exact stated goal of geoengineering patents. It's the stated goal of the support that John Holdren of the Obama administration gives to these programs. So, you know, why, for those that doubt such a thing is going on, I would ask them, why would we not believe it's going on if we indeed have a mountain of metal falling on us. That's indisputable at this point. We have an administration that supports these programs. We have a sky that is almost never blue, filled with trails, exactly what the geoengineering patents describe. And we have, you know, so much of this that fully the entire globe now receives 20% less sunlight. And, you know, again, if people really start to look up and maybe look at old pictures going back several decades of what the sky looked like, it's absolutely almost like a different planet. And so, again, the lethality of these particulates can't be overstated. And I would like to read, if I may, one
sure.
last line. This is, again, from Dr. Blaylock. It's Russell Blaylock, who is an internationally recognized, internationally award-winning neuroscientist. And he finishes his report on this issue regarding the spraying occurring in our skies with this final statement. He says, and I quote, "I pray that the pilots who are spraying this dangerous substance fully understand that they are destroying the life and health of their families as well. This is also true of our political officials. Once the soil, plants, and water sources are heavily contaminated, there will be no way to reverse the damage that has been done." His final statement, "Steps need to be taken now to prevent an impending health disaster of enormous proportions if this project is not stopped immediately. Otherwise, we will see an explosive increase in neurodegenerative diseases occurring in adults and the elderly in unprecedented rates, as well as neurodevelopmental disorders in our children. We are already seeing a dramatic increase in these neurological disorders, and it is occurring in younger people than ever before." And again, those statements were from an internationally recognized neuroscientist. So, you know, the credibility of this issue is very evident, and the threat it poses to all of us cannot be overstated. We are literally breathing these particles with every breath. And when you see a sky that's completely hazed out with you know, trails that expand and form these cobwebby-looking clouds, and there's a white or silvery skies, and if people want to go outside at night after a day of heavy spraying and shine a bright light at the sky, you'll be amazed. It looks like snow coming down. And again, there's always particles in the air. There's no question about that. But the quantity we're talking about here is absolutely off the scale with the spraying.
Yeah, and you have to wonder, because I know, you know, with having children and stuff and being involved in their growing up, you see where they have, in schools, they have more problems. I don't know if there's a connection. I'm just saying, you know, they want to label it autism, and they want to label it this, and they want to label it that. I do know that it does make a difference what you are putting into your body in what you can do or what you're able to do, or like you say, if it affects your nervous system or whatever, just with food and additives, let alone stuff coming from the outside in that amount.
You make an excellent point, and many people have been aware of, thank you for bringing that point up, many people have been aware that aluminum, for example, in deodorants or in any sort of cooking
right.
utensil can be harmful. But as you correctly stated, that inhaled nanoparticles of aluminum are exponentially more lethal than any sort of ingested form. So you are, again, correct that this type of exposure is unquantifiably more lethal than any other exposure to date, and we do see ailments that are directly and scientifically linked to aluminum, for example, and barium, are going off the charts, absolutely off the charts. And I think the Searchlight published some time back that some 46 or 47% of Shasta County was chronically ill, and the long-term exposure to these particles is so incredibly harmful to the human organism. And again, you have an internationally recognized scientist stating this on the record. And my goal with people is to not make them believe anything I'm saying, but simply to get them to investigate this issue. And this letter can be found, along with lots of other data, it can be found on many sites on the internet. Again, it's a letter with full references to every
okay.
statement made, but also can be found on a website called geoengineeringwatch.org or .com. Same site. All you have to do is remember the word geo in front of engineering and then put watch behind it, geoengineeringwatch.org. And for people that want to get involved in this area, at some point on that site, there will be a sign-up for anybody who wants to try to get this on the record here, because the Shasta County officials turned an absolute blind eye to the testing being done, even though some of that testing was being done by, for example, a 35-year Forest Service biologist who's done it historically for decades, and very qualified people, you know, and all the tests at the state lab, and the air quality people locally here absolutely turned a blind eye to this entire issue, as has been the case across the country. So, you know, it's the officials obviously don't want to recognize this.
Right. Dane, we have a caller on the line. I believe we have Jeff. Oh, no, we lost Jeff. Sorry. If you could call back, we'll be more than happy to get you back on the air.
Be happy to answer any questions for anybody that wants to
call in. Yeah, so folks, please call in at 605-4567 if you have any questions or concerns or comments for us on this subject. You know.
Now, one thing people ask is, or they wonder why, if this is really going on, why wouldn't it be showing up in air quality testing and so forth? There's several reasons for that. One, the size of particle we're talking about is so small. You know, you hear air quality testing, they talk about PM 2.5 micron particles. The smaller the particle, the more harmful it is, the deeper it penetrates into the body. But these particles are exponentially smaller than that. And again, that's the particle size called for in the geoengineering patents. So we're talking about particles that are so small that they enter directly through the lung lining into the bloodstream, where they adhere to cell receptors and they don't come off. So this material goes in and it doesn't come out, and the material is so small it cannot be filtered out with any conventional filter system, doesn't show up on air filter tests. And again, with the high-level meeting in EPA that I had, I was basically told the system was rigged not to show this. I mean, if you're told to test for not what's in a sample, but only what you're told to test for in that sample, and the rest of it goes out the window, that's a rigged system. And they stopped testing aluminum and water, the State Water Agency, in 2002. Why is that? Why is that? I mean,
because they don't want us to know about it like many other things. I know Rachel's been running back and forth trying to get the phones working. I think we have a caller on the line now. Are you there?
I am.
Is this Jeff?
It is.
How you doing, Jeff?
Pretty good. I have a couple of different questions. With the extent of this spraying, I'm curious about the real reason. Is it because, you know, is it an Agenda 21 thing where they're just going to try to reduce the population, or is it just that the scientists are being stupid? Because with the amount of coverage that you're describing, it seems like unless they have a particular way to protect some of the people, it would be all the people. And my last question is, would I notice a significant increase in the amount of metals within my swimming pool, my in-ground pool?
Okay, let me back into the questions from the last first. These metals do settle out. So that's, you know, the rainfall tests are the most telling of this issue. You know, once these are metallic particles, and once they're allowed to settle in any given pool or pond, they do settle out. So that affects testing, and they might adhere more to the bottom of the concrete than anything else. So rain samples are the most telling. Again, aluminum should not be in the rain, period. And that way the test can't be argued. If you're doing soil tests or anything else, there's a lot of other factors that can muddy the water. As far as why they're doing this, I can only tell you what appear to be some of the reasons. I certainly could not pretend to know all the reasons. There are massive derivatives trading occurring on the stock market based on weather events and disaster. And certainly when you have the people who appear to be involved with these programs, actually involved with the gaming of these programs, if you will, again, we're following the money. And that particular note, you also have Monsanto, who appears to be up to their eyeballs in this whole scenario, as they create more global drought, which is absolutely the case. People can verify this on their own by looking up the Global Drought Monitor or going to geoengineeringwatch.org. If they create more global drought, which is the case, if the soils become more laden with aluminum, which prevents many types of organisms from growing, now we have Monsanto on the scene, who is already well in the process of engineering drought-resistant and aluminum-resistant seeds. And again, the dots all connect with the corporate, military, industrial complex. Everybody seems to be in the same bed together, capitalizing off whatever is done. The military has openly stated its desire to, quote, own the weather. That document is also available online.
Okay, Dana, I hate to interrupt you, but hold that thought. We have to go to a break or we get in trouble here. So with that, this is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Okay, we're back at KCNR. We've been having problems with the phone line, so I hope that we still have everybody on. Everything's good. Rachel's giving me the thumbs up, so,
we're rocking and rolling.
All right.
Yep.
I mean, it's just a law of physics here when you're by yourself or something. Everything's gonna fall apart. So I'll be glad when my brother's back, so we can fall apart together. All right, Dana, and you were, saying?
I want to answer Jeff's final question. Is Jeff still there?
No.
I think we lost Jeff, but hopefully he's listening in.
Perhaps he's listening. His final question was, if this saturation is so total, why would the scientists be involved with this if it would affect indeed them, their families as well? Hard to have an answer for that. What I can say is this, is that I personally asked the world's most recognized geoscientist, this is on film, it's of record, it's on the internet, that if in fact with what they called their proposal to dump 20 million tons of nano-sized aluminum particles in the atmosphere, had any study been done whatsoever on the human health effect, environmental toxicity, etc. He tried to dodge the question at first, and then when pressed on that question, he answered patently, no. No studies had been done. Could terrible things happen tomorrow? We don't know. Now, what kind of an answer is that from the world's most recognized geoscientist? So, it's hard to answer that question. I mean, are they completely in bubbles, or is this something they're being forced to do? I really cannot pretend to have an answer for that question, but the fact is, as this internationally recognized neuroscientist stated on the record, I pray that the pilots who are spraying this dangerous substance fully understand that they are destroying the life and health of their families as well.
Right.
That's his quote.
That's one of my questions I have is, do they even know what they're spraying? I mean, if it's the military, whoever's spraying, we know that the government does things and doesn't, you know, fully disclose everything that they're doing. So, I mean, do these pilots really know that they're spraying anything?
Another excellent question. I would absolutely say no. They do not know. Our military is full of people, good people who are doing their best to do what they believe is right, and I believe these such programs would be completely compartmentalized. I've personally talked to a KC-10 pilot that has no idea what he does when he flies around. None.
So, right.
I would say the answer, you know, as you correctly brought up, would be no. They would not have any idea, and I pray that they do get an idea. And again, this is addressed on the geoengineeringwatch.org website, an appeal to our military brothers and sisters who are doing their best to do what they believe is right, to investigate these programs, not to believe us, but to investigate on their own, that they may better understand what they're participating in and the effect on their own family and their own futures with these programs.
Right, and we know how our government looks at the military a lot of times. You know, they are just property, unfortunately, that, you know, they do take an oath and they do become property of the government when they do sign.
Nothing more than cannon fodder. And again, to bring one more aspect of this to try to add a question to Jeff's list, you know, again, why would they do this? We have Monsanto apparently involved to control the food supply. If nothing grows but their genetically modified seeds, then, you know, they certainly would control that. We have the pharmaceutical industry making a killing off every other person now has asthma, Alzheimer's, ADD, autism.
Right,
I mean, everything's
correct.
Epidemic. Everybody just seems to take that for granted. You also have weather warfare, which appears to be occurring. You know, America's not the only one doing these programs. You have China, you have Russia, and literally they're having a tug of war over the very thin atmosphere that supports life on Earth. And, you know, this is a folly of the greatest order. So you have many aspects to these programs, but the bottom line is if we can't walk out our door and breathe without sucking these metals in, we're not going to be standing for anything for very long. And if people simply looked up, did their research, compared the dots, and if they feel up to it when it rains again to take a rain test and see how much metal's in that test, I think they would be shocked. If people want copies of the tests already taken, those are available also on the geoengineeringwatch.org website. And these tests are being taken across the globe from here to Australia to, you know, I'm speaking to someone.